What are you most afraid of and why?
Alright, so my greatest fear is bees. And why? Because they're small, they're fast, they can fly, and they hurt you. I have a story. Yeah, back when I was 5, I was playing some soccer. This bee came along, and you know the skin between your thumb and your index finger? It stung me right in the middle of that, and it really hurt. From that day forward, I was afraid of bees.
Spiders, because they are terrifying, and the way they walk is like freaky, and they can climb on walls, and it's not cool. Oh, well, once I was camping, and just went to bed and woke up, and there was like 15 spiders on me, and I screamed loud.
I would say probably heights, just because you lose the control of what may happen to you on heights of on a building or in an airplane, something of that sort. Yeah, it's that, I think, loss of control that you have, so.
My greatest fear is probably letting people down. I kind of, ever since I was young, I felt like it was important to, like, be approved of. And I was really afraid, like, that people would be disappointed in me. Well, when I was, like, in sixth grade, I got, like, really sick, and I had, like, some surgery and stuff. And I felt like, just, like, the entire time, I felt just, like, I was afraid of, like, letting my parents down. They were spending so much money on, like, medical care and stuff, and I was letting my friends down because I wasn't at school. I wasn't hanging out with them. And I just felt like I was letting everybody down.
Probably failure, just because everybody wants to do things well. Not anything particular. I'm a nurse, and there are many new things that you have to learn as a nurse when you haven't worked for a long time. And you go into a situation where there's lots of younger people, and you feel inadequate until you can do something as well as they can.
The thing I'm most afraid of is probably being stereotyped by random strangers, which sounds really dumb, but me being, you know, a homosexual and all, I always feel like if I dress like I normally do when I go out in public and everything, then people are gonna be like, oh my god, is she like not straight? Gross. I don't know, it freaks me out. I was out at Castleton Mall, and me and my friend were holding hands just because we're friends and we hold hands all the time, and this guy was like, wow, you guys look pretty gay. And I was like, well, one of us is. So, and then he just called me a couple, like, awful names, and it was stupid. He was like, you even dressed like a mean word. So, yeah, it was not a fun situation to be in.
Okay, at my age, it's probably Alzheimer's disease. Either that, well, dementia, and a breakdown in my health. No, I'm 88 or going on 88, and most of my friends and relatives, not relatives, but most of my friends have had that situation. And, you know, I do visit people in a hospital or else in a assisted living, and it just frightens me.
This week, I'm most afraid of my son dying because a friend of his died in my greatest fear. My son is a special needs kid, and he's had trouble in the beginning of his life, but he's really okay now. But it's just a humongous fear.
For WHJE's Public Service Department, this has been Olivia Harris. For more stories like this one, log on to WHJE.com.